It's time to go forward to the past. Adventure in Your Ear and Oedipus Bakeries is proud to bring to you tonight's next thrilling presentation of The Adventures of Nick and Ben, starring Martin Couteau as the strange pigeon-loving scientist Nikola Tesla, Miles Rourke playing both the brilliant but crude ladies' man, the living and the pickled reanimated remains of Benjamin Franklin, Corey Tibbetts as the nefarious evil Thomas Edison, Benoit Chatier as both the narrator and the genius brewmaster and sad widower Aaron Putnam, Edith Chatier as the bong-wielding Florence, Christina Lancaster as the narrator's wife, Lenore, and Benjamin Franklin's lady friend, Margaret. Ladies and gentlemen, the adventures of Nick and Ben!
I knew you were the one. I knew you'd be my friend. Together, we traveled time, stopping Edison. Somehow, we'd find the plans between now and then. These are the adventures of Nick and Ben.
I'm going to patent theme songs.
No, you won't. We begin this week's episode with the evil Thomas Edison, now disguised as a teenage janitor, prowling the secret catacombs beneath the historically accurate North Church to steal and patent Putnam's distilling process, now being perfected by Aaron Putnam and the still-living Benjamin Franklin. Hot on his heels, our heroes, inventor extraordinaire Nikola Tesla, and the pickled, reanimated corpse of Benjamin Franklin are entering by the rear.
Do you have to make it sound like buggery?
It's a staircase in the rear of the historically accurate North Church. It's not buggery at all.
If you say so.
Let's just get on with this.
I smell pungent chemicals ahead, and what light down yonder hallway breaks. I must be getting close. Yes.
I think we're close, Franklin. If we just added a little more nutmeg to the formula, it'll be perfect.
Personally, I don't see how more nutmeg could possibly help. The sage is pulling twice the weight at half the volume. What is this with you and nutmeg?
Oh, I just love the aroma. And it reminds me of my dearly departed wife, Greta. Curse that butter churn that took her before her time. Oh.
Oh, there, Aaron. More nutmeg it is. Here, use my handkerchief. We have work to do.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I apologize if I startled you, gentlemen. I am the janitor. As you can see that I am wearing janitorial clothing.
Yes, I can see that. I'm not an idiot. There's excessive amounts of sage and nutmeg spilled on that work table. Put it all back into the appropriate jars, will you? Don't mix them up, or I'll be having you holding a kite next time we have a thunderstorm.
I'll get right on it.
I'll thunderstorm you, you fat bloat.
What's that?
Oh, nothing.
I've added the extra nutmeg to the formula. We should get it to the patent office forthwith.
I still think it's missing something. Something I alone should know about. But it escapes me at the moment.
Ah, so that there parchment is the completed formula for your secret distilling process?
It is.
Whatever, Dustman. Have you finished the task I bade you, or are you up for flying a kite?
Oh, I have.
Well, apparently your nads have dropped, boy.
At this moment, we return to the outside of the historically accurate North Church to where Margaret and Florence, all hepped up on frankincense, have followed our heroes to the rear entrance to the underground catacombs to give Franklin a recipe for Boston Tea Party pudding.
I'm sure they came this way. I thought I heard glass breaking.
Look over there. The door with Franklin's specially commissioned stained glass is open, and the glass is broken.
Well, I'm glad. I always hated that thing anyway.
He paid three shillings for that, but wasn't that you in the picture?
It was some floozy Ben met in Montreal named Marie. I'm not sure I want to give him this parchment with the recipe to my mother's Boston Tea Party pudding anymore.
Old Ben sure does get around, international man of mystery he is.
Mystery my behind.
Your behind is no mystery to old Ben.
He does have his charms. I'll say his positives outweigh his negatives.
He's almost electric. Too bad there wasn't some way to light up the darkness with it. It's pretty dark down there.
We should have brought that candelabra.
Wow, it's almost like Father Ted's sermon was somehow prophetic.
You could be right. Or maybe it's just the frankincense talking.
Probably. Let's go in.
Back at the laboratory, our heroes have paused in the hallway out of sight to assess the situation.
Look, Tessels!
Please, stop calling me that.
My idiot living self and Putnam are actually showing the formula to Edison. We must do something now.
You cannot barge in there. The ramifications.
Damn the ramifications! Oh, wait! I'm remembering things.
Are you sobering up again?
No. I'm right plastered. It's something else. Perhaps some kind of paradox.
I told you, man. This is a bad idea, you being here this close to your former self.
Yes, Nick, I suppose you are right. Get in there and stop Edison. I'll wait out here in the hallway.
I am glad you finally see reason. Stay put. Do not go into that room.
Oh, just get in there.
At that moment, Nikola Tesla bursts into the laboratory.
Thomas Edison, stop what you are doing right now and come with me.
Oh, Nikki, you made it to the party.
And you stop calling me Nikki. I didn't like it when I was in your employ, nor do I like it now.
That's right, Nikki. I will always be the DC to your AC.
Oh, who the hell is this man, janitor boy?
Seems like I should know this man. Not sure why.
He is of no importance now that I have the secret to your distilling process, Putnam.
Give that parchment back, boy, or Benjamin will have you out flying kites in a thunderstorm before you can say Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Yankee Doodle Dandy. It's mine. All mine. There's nothing you can do to stop me whilst I brandish this candelabra.
They may not, but I certainly can with my trusty Tesla coil.
Your little whip. Your alternating currents have no power over the direct current of my resolve. The patent is mine.
We'll see about that, you scallywag.
Outside in the hallway, Margaret and Florence have caught up with the pickled, reanimated Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, Benjamin.
Ladies, what are you doing down here in that secret catacombs? They're supposed to be secret, not a stagecoach stop.
We followed you when we brought frankincense.
By all that is electric, you must get out of here quick, before you are harmed. Can't you hear there's a ruckus in that room?
But you said that you'd be seeing us in 20 minutes. Sounded like you wanted us to follow you. Plus, I wanted to give you my mother's recipe for Boston Tea Party pudding. I know how much you love pudding.
Well, yes, I did say that. I was inebriated. I still am. It's all coming back to me now. Stay close to me, ladies. I know what is to transpire.
He's rambling and not making any sense.
I know what will make sense of this. Give him the bomb.
Yes, a most unreasonable solution to an unreasonable situation.
Just smoke it already.
Oh, fine. You said you had a recipe for me, Margaret?
Yeah, here it is.
Perfect. Follow me, ladies, and behold the miracle of science.
You're such a charmer.
At that moment, zombified Franklin, Margaret, and Florence enter the laboratory to witness the carnage of the ensuing fray, which is currently at a standoff. Nikola Tesla, unable to get a clear shot with his trusty Tesla whip, stands at the ready for an opening. The living Benjamin Franklin and Aaron Putnam are somewhat beaten, but have Edison cornered in a corner, but can't get past his furious candelabra defense strategy.
Ha! Candelabra! You can't stop me. It's only a matter of time until this patent is in my name.
Oh, my word. There's another Benjamin Franklin. Am I seeing things? I can actually make a Margaret sandwich.
I see him, too. Maybe he's having an out-of-body experience.
I assure you, ladies, I'm here in both bodies and spirits.
If he makes a tag-team comment now, I'm gonna wet myself.
What are you doing here, man? I thought we agreed you would stay out of here.
I had to come in, Tessels. This is all history, you see. I remember what happened.
Oh, this can't be good.
Edison, you lackwit! That parchment you clutch in your greedy little fist is not the real formula to Putnam's distilling process.
Well, this is exciting.
Confound it! There's a duplicate of you, Benjamin!
Great gobbledygook! Who is this imposter?
Please, try not to be a jerk to your living self.
Oh, this should be good.
By Washington's pinky ring, who are you? I am you, Benjamin Franklin, inventor of electricity.
But you did not invent that.
Yes, yes. International statesman, naturalist, postmaster, author, polymath, and founding father of the United States.
You forgot alcoholic.
He certainly sounds like you, Benjamin.
He sounds nothing like me at all. He left out printer, inventor of the Franklin stove, and bifocals.
Those are things you did invent.
Hey, thank you. Civic activist and Freemason.
And ladies' man.
And that, too.
He's got you there, Frankie.
Edison, shut up! Living me, come here. Let's duke this out like real men. But first, let's have a drink of what you have just finished making in that still. Indeed. Tessels, zap Edison now while my fat living ass is pouring a drink.
I am extremely disturbed by the picture that last sentence paints. But okay.
Seizing the opportunity of a clear target, Nikola Tesla fires off a shot of alternating current at the evil Thomas Edison from his trusty Tesla whip. Although the shot was true and on target, it was redirected by the candelabra in Edison's hand into the living Benjamin Franklin while he was downing a dram of Putnam's formula. Edison, shocked by the blow, drops both the candelabra and the formula for Putnam's distilling process. Putnam rushes to the collapsed body of living Franklin while zombie Franklin rushes Edison. Are you managing to keep up with this insanity? We didn't think so.
I'm still thinking about the sandwich.
Franklin, my old friend!
Putnam, that was the last ingredient. I knew something was missing. Electricity, my old friend.
What are you saying?
Put me in a whiskey barrel. I shall return, or have returned. That other Franklin, I'm sure of it now. It's me. Glurk!
No!
Did Ben just die?
Well, there goes my chances for a Margaret sandwich.
I got a hankering for chocolate. The frankincense has given me a bad case of the munchies.
Me too. Let's head over to Captain Jackson's. Ben can meet us there later.
Aaron Putnam, do not lament your friend. He's right there fighting that evil man, Thomas Edison.
But he's dead.
Yes, but no, it's complicated.
Oh, but what am I to do?
You must pick up your formula off the floor and get it to the patent office quickly, man. Franklin and I will take care of this mess.
Putnam gathers himself and grabs the parchment with the distilling formula off the floor at the feet of the wrestling forearms of Franklin and Edison and dashes out of the secret laboratory. As the fight ensues, Nikola Tesla heaves the slump corpse of the freshly deceased Franklin and tosses him into a whiskey barrel, sealing it in with his trusty Tesla whip, thus preserving both the timeline and Franklin's full-bodied flavor.
Edison, finding an opening in the melee, snatches up the parchment at his feet and makes his escape.
You may have managed to preserve your immortality, Benji, but I have the formula now. It is mine. Bye!
What did he mean by that? Putnam is already ahead of him on the way to the patent office. If he has a second copy of the formula, this will be a disaster and a great victory for Edison. What if Putnam was waylaid?
I wouldn't worry so much about that, Nick.
What happened to Tessels?
I'm feeling smug and a tad thirsty. Care for a drink at the tavern across the street?
No.
Oh, I think you might. History records Putnam's distilling process as patent X5, the fifth patent ever made. I think there may be a new recorded X6 in Edison's name by the time we get back to the 20th century.
So Edison has won again.
Not exactly.
The evil Thomas Edison rushes to the patent office, nearly bowling over the now exiting Aaron Putnam. Feeling confident, he demands the clerk to immediately patent the parchment he now holds.
Seriously?
Of course, seriously. I save my non-serious side for exposition.
Okay, Mr.
Edison. Thomas Edison, inventor extraordinaire.
You want that whole name listed as is?
Of course not, lackey. Put Edison's in front of it.
Whatever.
Oh, Thomas Edison, you have done it again. I am now the proud patent owner of...
Edison's Boston Tea Party Pudding. Here's your registration receipt.
Oh, damn you! Damn you, Tesla! Damn you, Franklin!
Join us next time for more thrilling adventures in time! What will the evil Thomas Edison try to steal and patent next? Perhaps there's a clue in the title of our next episode: Pigeons, Tenderloins, and Hysteria!
The adventures of Nick and Ben.
I got nothing. Actually, this pudding's delicious.